Frank Sinatra almost single-handedly changed American music.
I've got you under my skin.
The man who would teach America to swing would have turned 100 years old tomorrow. And the thing about Frank's music is it's not just enduring in and of itself, it's still inspiring young artists today.
That you're really a part of me.
And joining us to talk about the legacy of Frank Sinatra, Anthony DeCurtis, contributing editor for Rolling Stone magazine. Anthony, great to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
A pleasure.
What is it about Frank Sinatra that he has endured for so many generations?
Well, believe it or not, a lot of it just has to do with sheer talent. You know, that's something that often gets overlooked these days. I mean, we you know, there's so much more of a concentration on image and things like that, and you know, and Sinatra certainly had that too. But you know, just as a singer, I mean, I think anybody who takes himself seriously as a singer has got to listen to Sinatra. I mean, he's just an amazing interpreter of songs and somebody that you can always listen to with a tremendous amount of pleasure and also learn from.
What's so interesting is when you listen to a lot of today's music, and some of it is fine, not so much of it is as evocative as the music Frank Sinatra sang, and certainly when it comes to happy stuff, none of it swings like he swung.
Well, that swinging aspect, you know, it's a really interesting element. I mean, because there's a natural tendency to think of someone who is as famous as Sinatra was, you know, just as a celebrity. But in fact, you know, Sinatra thought of himself as a musician. You know, in every one of his shows, he always gave credit to the players. He always gave credit to the songwriters. And I think, you know, he saw himself as a member of the band. And that really comes through. And that, I think, is a lot of what accounts for that swing. Also, I mean, people talk all the time about this with Sinatra, and it's something that, you know, you really can't overlook, which is his phrasing. You know, when Sinatra would deliver a line, you know, there's always something that's very distinctive about it. You know, without being contrived or showy, he has an original approach. And that's because I think, you know, he totally inhabited the song. You know, he really was inside it and I think took music more seriously than just about anything else in his whole life.
In our final 30 seconds, is there anyone out there today that reminds you of Frank Sinatra in any way?
Well, you know, look, Tony Bennett is still with us, mm-hmm. You know, and it's really interesting. You know, he's just done this project with Lady Gaga. You know, they're out touring, and, you know, there's a perfect example, as you said, of, you know, a younger artist who I think still looks up to the singers of that era.
And during his CBS special, all of these young musicians who wanted to sing his music, Anthony.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that people go through phases in their lives. I mean, look, you know, I'm Italian, you know, and when I grew up, you know, I was into rock and roll and I just rejected all this stuff. It was only later that I came back to it and really understood what it is. You know, Sinatra's not going anywhere. You know, people are going to find it.
Anthony, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Anthony DeCurtis of Rolling Stone
through
magazine.
My skin, I tried so not to give in.